here at the 2019 CUNA GAC in Washington, D.C. with the gentleman from Payveris, Ron Bergamesca. Did I get it right, Ron?
You got it right.
Wow,
you
I got it right. And Marcel
King. It's been 6 months since you said that.
That's good. Really. Well, I got it wrong the first time when I said it, so I apologize again.
Yeah.
So how's the show going for you guys so far?
Very good. This show is always, this is one of the best shows we go to each year. The assembly of the credit unions of all types and across from the board members to the operating managers. You can't get a better opportunity for us to talk with the right people.
Indeed. And Marcel, besides the salmon, how's the show going for you?
Show's going very well.
Good.
As Ron mentioned, a lot of credit union discussions that we're having, as well as partners. So it's a great show for us to get out and network and have discussions of what the future of digital payments and money movement is.
All right.
Imagine that.
Imagine that. Who's not talking about that?
Right.
Really?
Is there anything else to talk about?
Right. No, we're done. We're done, guys.
Okay.
All right. Thanks, Caroline. You're next. Hey, you guys have an announcement. You guys have an announcement, right?
Yes,
so let's hear it.
Yes,
I've been sitting on pins and needles all morning waiting for the Payveris guys to come in.
Well, it did come out yesterday morning.
Oh.
Actually, you didn't read it, did you?
I've been doing this.
Okay, yeah, okay. We had a big announcement. It's an important new signing for us. Alaska USA Credit Union.
Wow, congratulations.
Yeah. It was a top 20 credit union that has joined our roster of clients. And now we have about 240 clients on the platform, 180 are credit unions.
Is that all? Oh my gosh. Okay. Well done, guys.
Very focused on the credit union and having a marquee client like Alaska is an awesome.
It's a nice feather in your cap.
It's a feather in your cap. It's, you know, they're showing confidence and trust in us. Mm-hmm. We appreciate that. We're proud of doing it. Worked hard to get that. And we convinced them that we were the choice, right choice. And
right on.
We're going to be launching them. July.
Yeah, so I had to think about that one.
Yeah.
Soon. So,
yeah,
Marcel, so what are you, exactly are you going to be doing for Alaska USA? What are you gonna
so they have a vision of driving a much more simplified, unified payments experience for the members. And so they're going to be using our technology to help them realize that vision. So they'll be able to unify bill payment, P2P 8A, into a common experience to simplify the user experience when they're trying to manage and move their money. Right. And so that's their vision, and we are the platform that will enable them to realize it.
Right on.
So I'm excited about it.
Yep. And so the benefits here, it's kind of an obvious question, but I want to get your guys' take on the benefits of all of this. How is it going to help Alaska USA and ultimately their members?
Sure, absolutely. Yeah. So we see three key benefits. The first one is the control of the experience. So Alaska USA has their own development shop for digital banking, and so they want to be able to control the experience that they're going to be delivering to their members to provide that best member experience possible. So they'll be able to use our open API to integrate into our platform to deliver the experience that they feel best suits their members. So it's really the control of the experience.
Okay.
Secondly, and probably most important, is that we're able to simplify their operations and infrastructure for payments technology. Traditionally, they've implemented product-based payments and money movement technology. So they have a bill pay, they have an A2A, they're looking for P2P, and they were looking for something that would actually simplify their infrastructure. And Payveris provides a platform that allows them to simplify that technology. So from one platform, they can run a various number of microservices for payments and money movement.
Beautiful.
Right? So that allows them to simplify the member experience, but it also allows them to simplify their operations so that their member service reps do not have to log into multiple systems to accommodate the service of those members.
Yeah, I'm hearing more and more of that. You know, logging into disparate systems and wasting a whole lot of time and that type of thing. Boy, if you can bring it into a one-stop shop, boom.
Yeah,
well, that's absolutely. And it's interesting when we're in there talking with prospects and like an Alaska Credit Union, the people whose eyes light up the most sometimes are the people who run the operations in the call centers. Just seeing their life is going to get a lot easier on that. Mm-hmm. Because as Marcel said, we simplify the operations on that. But what's great about simplifying the operations and all the technology, not only is it you can put everything together and make life better today, but it makes it easier to expand going forward because now you're working off a much simpler technology.
Oh, yeah.
And so
you can serve the members much better.
Expand your platform very quickly, rapid innovation. And that's why we're having good success in the market right now, and that's one of the key reasons why that success is our ability to move fast.
What's next for you guys? What other big credit?
I'll give you a little advance note. Something that we've quietly announced here at GAC, and we will go more formally in about 3 weeks or so. We have another top 20 credit union that is making an investment in Payveris, and it's going to be our anchor for a CUSO that we're creating.
Okay.
It's going to be a payments-oriented CUSO.
Mm-hmm.
We're probably going to have, like I said, one anchor credit union. We're probably going to bring in four to five more into that CUSO, and that the mission of that CUSO is going to be the premier digital payments provider to progressive credit unions.
Oh, wow.
So we're looking for that group to work with us, to collaborate with us, and help drive the product roadmap so we can bring that out to the credit unions are really looking to differentiate themselves in the digital channel, and money movement being a key element of that, and we're positioning ourselves to do that
in partnership with
the credit union market.
Awesome. Marcel, anything to add there?
Real-time payments is a key product initiative.
Yeah.
With the launch of Zelle, you know, a couple of years ago, and what they're doing in the marketplace, credit unions are still looking for a solution that fits the community FI market. So their ability to quickly get up and ramp up on their P2P services in an efficient and cost-effective way is something that we believe we can bring to the market. Again, from a platform approach, so it's not just the P2P, but it's all the other services that can come along with that in terms of unifying that experience. So yeah, we're looking at integrating real-time payments into our platform this year as well. So that's the kind of key focus.
Unifying that member experience, that's the key.
Sure. Well, sure.
All right, guys. Well, thanks again. Congrats on the big announcement.
All right, thank you,
Sam. Guys,
as
keep
always
up the good work.
We'll
see you in some random
place
on the planet as well.
We'll see you in Tech or something.
You got
soon.
It.
All right, you be good.
Thanks, guys.
Mike.
Well done.